At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Clippers delivered a statement last night. Western Conference, they beat the Lakers again. That's 11 consecutive meetings that they've won. And right now the Clippers are staying in the top six spots in the Western standings. The Lakers in the play-in position with two games left. So the Lakers drop into a tie with New Orleans. The Lakers do have the tiebreaker in the number seven seed because of their 3-1 head-to-head matchups with the Pelicans. The Mavericks are still hanging in there. They had a big win last night thanks to Kyrie, had a big fourth quarter. I think 19 of his 31 points. You know, the Lakers got a couple of games. They got Phoenix and they got, Phoenix locked in at the number four. And then they have three games. They got Utah and they got Phoenix. So Phoenix coming up on Friday, I think. And then they got the Utah Jazz on Sunday to end the regular season. But that's a big win for the Clippers. And the Lakers looked, first half looked spent. LeBron and AD, I think LeBron went the entire first half without a rebound. That's almost impossible for that to happen. But he and AD no-showed first half. LeBron came back, had a great second half. But, you know, that's a game you got to have. Got to win those games. Biggest game of the year. And Kawhi and the Clippers ended up with a victory there. Coming up, we'll talk to the former Laker, Pau Gasol. He'll join us coming up in about 20 minutes. Hall of Famer, Pau Gasol. And it's weird sometimes when you look at the totality of a career, because Pau, I think, came in, was drafted by the Hawks, traded to Memphis. I think his entire family came over and lived with him. And then his brother, Marc Gasol, also played with Memphis. And then Pau's career changed when he went to the Lakers. And wasn't Jerry West the GM of Memphis at the time?
So he should get a ring.
Jerry helped out the Lakers again with that. But Pau Gasol goes to the Lakers, and then that changed everything. Because then you win a couple of championships. He and Kobe. Yes, Paul.
Pau Gasol was traded from the Hawks to the Vancouver. At one point during the trade, included in the trade was Sharif Abdur-Rahim. I wonder if we've ever had two guys who were traded for each other on the show in 1 week.
Yeah, we had Sharif Abdur-Rahim on yesterday.
Yeah, he was involved in the Pau Gasol trade with the Atlanta Hawks.
But Pau didn't go to Vancouver. Powell went to Memphis.
Right. The trade kind of flipped over, and he ended up in Memphis.
Okay. But I think his entire family came over, and he grew up wanting to be a doctor. And I think as the story goes, and I'm going to ask him about this, that when Magic, when it was first announced he had the HIV virus, Powell was 11 years of age, and he decided he wanted to be a doctor. He wanted to help cure people, including Magic Johnson. But Powell joined us coming up here in a little bit. By the way, if you're on the site, danpatrick.com, good luck with the Tailgate Moonshine, the latest batch, Azalea Moonshine. And I know you're saying what I said. I've never tasted Azalea. And then I tasted Azalea Moonshine, and I said this might be better than the previous two batches that we have, the cinnamon apple and also the salted caramel. Yes,
so far it's my favorite one.
Yeah, I was really surprised how it's got a great refreshing taste to it. And then our next batch will be later on this summer, and that'll be watermelon. We already sampled that after work last week, and what a great job we have. I got to stay late. What for? We're sampling some moonshine here.
Sorry, honey.
Yeah, but it tastes great. Tastes great. Yes, Todd?
We just got word from Augusta that Kevin Na illness, the reason, not embarrassment for playing poorly. So he's not
well, you,
doing very well.
You were the one that was making
was,
fun of
I
him.
I feel bad about it. Yeah. I'll get over it, but I did feel bad about it for a moment. But he's not feeling well, so that's why he left.
Okay. He shot a 4/40 on the front nine. You know, they talk about how there's different tee shots in golf where you go, oh, it's intimidating. The first tee at Augusta. Now, it for some reason, and I didn't have any gallery around me, but you get on the first tee and you look out and you go, okay, it's just straight away. And then you hit it. And then all of a sudden you're in the trees on the left. And then I bail out on the right in the green. And then the green is so, there's nothing flat about it. So I'm kind of already staring at a bogey there to start my first time I played the Masters. And ended up getting a bogey there. But you're thinking it's the first tee at the Masters. And there is some intimidation there, that feeling that you have. That and 18. Because when you're on 18 and you're hitting out of that chute and there's trees all around you, and man, it looks like those trees are growing right as you're getting ready to hit, like they're closing in on you. Those two tee shots, those were the, you know, 12 wasn't as intimidating. But 1 and 18, they were. Yeah, Paul.
I want to go back to Kevin Na withdrawing from the Masters, and I want to be as sensitive as I can there, but it's the Masters. It's maybe even the bigger of the four majors. How ill do you have to be to withdraw from a golf tournament?
Well, I'm wondering how sick are you that you're still going to tee off, you're still going to warm up.
Right.
You know, it's not like you just go to the first tee. There's a whole, you know, process getting stretched. You're going to have breakfast there. You're going to hit balls. You're going to putt. And then you're going to get ready to play. But I don't know how he was leading up to this.
It's warm and very muggy there today. It's going to be 80 and humid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, we saw that player for UConn, Hawkins. He got food poisoning the other day, and he played in a Final Four game.
Yeah.
That seems more strenuous than golf. I'm not, and again, I'm not making fun. It's just, I think the average person is going to hear illness, stomach illness or other. And, you know, it's the Masters. It's not the Honda JV Open.
Honda Classic. Yes, yes.
It's a valid point. You could get sick of bunkers and trees and all the obstacles and doing well in the first round.
What is going on with you today?
I doubled down on being mean.
I know, but why?
It's been a mean week for me in general. I've been very angry and not nice.
But if somebody did this to you,
I feel terrible. I'd say, what are you talking about? I've been running to the bathroom every 5 minutes. I can't play. I understand how important Augusta is, and it's one of four majors, and I want to win a green jacket. I just can't play.
Is there something going on with you?
Like personally?
Yeah.
In my personal life? I don't think so.
Okay. You just seem angry and bitter.
I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can tell me. No, of course I would tell. I share all my dirty laundry with you guys all the time. I think I got up on the wrong side of the bed a few days ago when I was all negative with the poll question and stuff.
Everything's
I might have been a little cranky.
Everything's okay
and you shouldn't
at
bring
home.
That to work. Your personal life is your personal life.
Everything okay at home?
Everything's okay at home.
Okay.
I could use some more intimacy.
No, not talking about that.
See how you started.
No, you told him. You told him. Okay, all right. I'm going to let it out.
Okay.
And that's really about it. Everything else is pretty good. I need to get more sleep.
Do you want me to call your wife?
You can talk to her. She goes to bed early.
Can we do that on the air?
But, you know, I got the sleep apnea, and sometimes you don't get enough sleep, and you're a little cranky, and the CPAP machine doesn't really do its job for me.
I mean, you look like an astronaut when you got that on you.
Very uncomfortable.
I mean, be fair to your wife if she's looking at you.
It's
and
not
you got,
hot.
You got your mask
even
on.
Even at my best, there's not a lot
else.
To look at.
Just a CPAP mask and the rest of it.
And nothing else? Yeah.
It's not a good look.
No, don't.
I know you're right.
No. Final hour. So Pau Gasol will join us. Seton, do you have a poll question for the final hour? And I'll get some phone calls here.
Sure, Dan. I'll update you on the first 2 hours.
Okay.
How's that sound?
That sounds good. By the way, the Premier League on NBC It's Manchester City and Southampton. Southampton trying to avoid relegation. That's streaming on Peacock and on NBC this weekend. Yes, yes, Eden.
More to blame for the Mavs struggles. We had Mark Cuban, Jason Kidd, Luka Doncic, and Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving jumped out to an early lead. Ooh. But I think that that was a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction, because when you see his name, you're like, oh, he's to blame.
Yeah.
That's kind of leveled out a little bit now, though. Right now, Kyrie has 40% of the vote and Mark Cuban 31%. Mm. So Cuban is slowly getting a little more of the blame.
We had an awkward situation with the Ravens. They had a press conference, and Eric DaCosta is the Ravens GM. They've had a couple of these awkward press conferences. But, you know, the reporters are doing their job. Where do you stand with Lamar? How about this scenario? Any teams have any interest in trading for Lamar? What's plan B? Are you interested in drafting a quarterback? Well, here is the question and the awkward exchange between a reporter and the Ravens PR person.
With the Lamar stuff that's going on.
Hey, guys.
Are you all looking at quarterbacks?
Alex.
About the draft. Are you looking at quarterbacks differently because of the situation's going on?
Yeah, you know, I don't think we really are. I mean, we go into every draft trying to take any kind of bias out, any kind of need-based situation out of the draft equation. We really do try to build a board that's really best player available.
Okay. The reporter has every right to ask that question, because what you do in the draft is that predicated on what happens with Lamar, or what happens in the draft and how that affects Lamar Jackson. And if you say that you might draft a quarterback, you know, PR person can't get involved in that. Ask the question, unless they told everybody, we're not going to address Lamar Jackson. Now, if they said that prior to, then I can understand where maybe you're jumping in on that. But a reporter's got to ask questions here, because there are a ton of questions and very few answers here. Here is Eric DaCosta, the Ravens GM, about drafting a quarterback.
Is taking a quarterback in the first round a consideration this year?
It depends on the board, Jameson. It really does. I mean, I'd have to say yes, because we have quarterbacks in our top 31. So just based on that alone, simple math, I would have to say yes.
Okay. So if you have a quarterback or quarterbacks who were going to be ranked in the top 30, 31, then are you taking the quarterback? Are you going to get the best player available at 22? If a quarterback is available, let's say Will Levis is there, quarterback out of Kentucky, Hendon Hooker out of Tennessee. If your draft board has a quarterback as your best player at 22, are you taking that quarterback? That's the question that I would ask. I don't need to have Lamar Jackson's name in there. You just said, hey, depending on how they are on our board, well, if a quarterback is there at 22, are you taking that quarterback? Now, they might get around this by saying, well, it depends on if that's the quarterback that fits our style. Well, wait a minute. You just said that's your ranking. You're ranking them in accordance to what style of offense you have. And that's another thing to factor in. If you bring in a quarterback, Will Levis is not going to run an offense like Lamar Jackson or Tyler Huntley. It'd be the opposite. Now, you have a new offensive coordinator there, but it feels like that team is built to kind of accentuate Lamar Jackson's talents there. Not, hey, we're going to bring in this guy and we're going to ask him to play like Lamar. But man, and I've been on this for 2 years now. It just felt like the Ravens and Lamar were headed for a divorce. They were never on the same page. And it feels like now both sides are okay with it. Because Lamar said, I asked for a trade. And, you know, if I'm the Ravens, do I want him? Yes. Do I want to give him that guaranteed contract? It's almost like if you're going to buy a car. Let's say you're going to buy a Porsche, right? Beautiful car. It's going to cost you $150,000, right? And then you wait 2 years, and then you're going to buy the car again, but it's got more mileage on it. And then all of a sudden, it's going to cost you $175,000. Wait, huh? Well, that's what's happening. Lamar is asking for more when they could have had him 2 years ago with less miles, and they decided not to for whatever reason, or he turned down that offer. Now, it's still a Porsche, but I might need to get a Nissan Altima. I'll still get to work.
Oh, yeah.
Might not do it in, you know, the same style. Might not get there as fast, but I'll still get there.
Reliable.
Yes.
On the Accord, very reliable, too.
Absolutely.
Mileage.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, Dan. We're not going to be talking about any Ravens or NFL or draft-related questions. So if it's not, as long as it's not about the Ravens or the draft or the NFL or Lamar Jackson, will be
the PR person made it a story. Because the GM still answered the question, but in that situation, I mean, I've had a ton of questions about this, and it's been 2 years now where it just felt like something was off between these two sides, and it's true, it has been. Hey, Lamar's got to take less. How about a shorter deal? How about a 3-year guaranteed deal? And then my source said, look, they're going to give him the non-franchise. Nobody's going to, you know, offer up anything. And then I would franchise him the next 2 years. So I could get 3 years of Lamar Jackson. And then if he wants to go elsewhere, you know, good luck. But I could still get three really good years, or maybe the best 3 years he's going to have moving forward. And you've already gotten a bargain leading up to this. But if I gave Lamar a do-over and I said, hey, nobody, you know, no, there's no embarrassment here. You're going to sign this deal. You're going to get $133 million guaranteed. It's, he got caught up with Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray. He wants more. And I understand it. But you also have to realize that was a desperate Cleveland Browns team that did that. Because Deshaun wasn't going there. Give me an offer I can't refuse. $230 million guaranteed. Okay, I'll be a Cleveland Brown. That created all of this. And the Ravens and all of these other owners were disappointed in the Browns because they said, you've just reset the quarterback market. Now you can't go, well, we're going to give them the same amount of money. Wait, you just criticized the Cleveland Browns. That's sort of the conundrum that you have with the NFL right now. And it hasn't changed at all. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. And where do we stand on moonshine there, Seton?
It's all gone.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yep, all gone.
That's over 1,000 bottles.
It's close to 1,400. Yeah, in about 7 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope those who didn't get a chance last time got a chance this time. It's a great product. We're very proud of it, and we're trying to make more of it, just to let you know. And we hope by the time we come around to Watermelon Moonshine that we're going to be able to maybe double that order. But thank you again for all involved who went to danpatrick.com. Take a break. We'll talk to the former Laker great and Hall of Famer, Paul Gasol, after this. Oh, I forgot to talk about Traeger.
How could you almost forget to talk about Traeger?
I know. And you know what? Chad was at WrestleMania. Chad from Traeger.
Wrestling?
Yes. No, he wasn't wrestling. Well, but I don't know what he was doing. But he sent me a picture. He goes, I'm at WrestleMania. And I don't know if he had his Traeger grills out there.
That was so on brand for him.
I know.
I'm going to grill you, brother.
Traeger grills are on fire this year. Traeger, the Ironwood grill, you're going to love it. The first gas-powered grill in the Traeger lineup. I don't have that one yet. I'm waiting to get that one for Traegerville outside so we can fire it up. By the way, on the Traeger tomorrow, we are having our own Masters Champions lunch.
Really?
Or dinner. Yes. We're gonna recreate Scotty Scheffler's. We're not on green jackets, though. But we're going to have Scotty Scheffler's Masters dinner. And we're going to do that on the Traeger grills.
What do you think about that, Phil? Phil, I'm talking to you.
You can. Phil Mickelson won't be there. Traeger.com. Use the promo code DP Show. That'll give you free shipping. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Caleb in Portland joins us. Hi, Caleb. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, 510, 210. Called in 2 weeks ago to let you know I bench pressed 355. Just letting you know, yesterday I did 365, and to celebrate, I got all three moonshines on order.
Oh, cool. I'm glad you got in. We sold out at the moonshine. About almost 1,500 bottles in 15 minutes, a little less than that. We'll let you know the next batch when we'll have that available for you later on this summer. Steve in New Jersey. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind today?
Hey, gents. Steve from Jersey. Long time, second time. 5'10 soft, 170. Touching on Na dropping out and Mike Weir being solo, fun fact is the Masters actually have a thing they call the non-competing marker. It's typically a member of Augusta that they pair with the uneven field. And more interesting, the 20-year veteran marker Jeff Knox retired last year. He had famously beaten Rory in 2014. Oh. Anyway, I just wanted to
mention. Yeah, thank you, Steve. When I played at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, my pro 1 year was Scott McCarron, and Scott McCarron had to withdraw at Pebble Beach because of a bad back. They got somebody out of the clubhouse who played with me the final round. We didn't make the cut. I played there twice. The first time I played with Scott McCarron, and then I also played with Jarmo Sandelin. And I had no idea who Jarmo Sandelin was. But Bill Murray got me into the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And he said, if you want to play, I'll get you in. And I said, all right. He said, I don't know who you're going to be playing with because most of the guys already have people they're going to play with. And I go, okay. And I go to the draw, and I go, and they go, Jarmo Sandelin. Dan Patrick is playing with Jarmo Sandelin. I go, who is Jarmo Sandelin? Well, I didn't meet him until the next day. I'm on the practice team. And, you know, people would walk up and down and say, who are you playing with? who are you playing with? And I'd say Yarmo Sandlin. And after about the fifth pro who said, have you seen his caddy? Have you seen his caddy? Every time I mentioned I was playing with Yarmo Sandlin, it'd be like, oh, have you seen his caddy? And I go, I don't know who his caddy is or what he looks like. We get to the first tee, or on the putting green, and this woman comes out with the shortest skirt that I think I've ever seen on a golf course, and he had hickeys all over his neck. And I go, I'm guessing that's his caddy. And it was. We didn't last long. I don't think he wanted to be there, and I don't blame him. We lasted two rounds, and at one point, I thought I was playing better than the pro was. If you were watching, you'd go, oh, is Dan Patrick the pro? Because the guy with him is, he was missing like 3 foot putts. Yeah, Paul.
I got that Yarmo Sandlin married his caddy, and they're husband and wife now.
Well, congratulations. Oh. I didn't get invited. Yeah.
Oh.
We had very, very, very little conversation.
He's very Swedish.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed like a very nice guy. We just had no conversation. We had nothing in common. Because I didn't have any hickeys on my neck, and I didn't have anything else to talk to him about. Oh boy, segue.
That's a great story, though.
Yes,
I love that.
Yarmo Sandlin, Yarmo, be there. We spoke to Pau Gasol yesterday after the show. Had a chance to talk to him about a variety of things, and I started out by asking him how he found out that he was going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, Jerry Colangelo called me and told me the good news. Obviously, I was named one of the finalists for the class of 2023, and I was told that I was going to get a call at a specific on a specific day and a specific around a specific time. And Jerry said, "I have good news to give you. You know, you've been selected to be part of the class, and you're in." So it's pretty special.
Were they going to call you one way or another, whether you got in or not?
Yes, I think so. I think they call you either way. From what I've heard of other Hall of Famers or different people that have been finalists but didn't get in the first time, didn't get in for or multiple times, you get that call regardless. So it's good. It's great when it's good news.
If I was going to show one highlight in your induction ceremony, give me the highlight that you would want shown.
Wow. Jeez. That is a good one. I think, probably one of the images or after the buzzer goes off after game 7 of 2010 against the Celtics. I think that feeling of winning that game, that series, that championship, it's a special one.
When did it change? Because it used to be European players were soft, labeled soft. Right. Dirk Nowitzki's right. Talked to me about that, that, you know, when he sure. first got into the league, they made fun of him. But that doesn't come up anymore. Why?
No. I think we were able to kind of erase that stigma by performing at a high level and really – luckily many other European players or international players have come and played at a high level. Now, arguably 3 or 5 or 4 of the top players in the league are international, 3 of them being European. So again, I think that's no longer part of the conversation, which is great. I mean, I had to deal with it, to some degree for, some of my career. Dirk, I'm sure, had to deal with it to some degree as well, but yeah, I think we proved that we were competitors, we were tough, we weren't just fundamentally sound and not just players that knew how to play the game and knew how to shoot and dribble and pass, but also competed and were physical as well.
Why did you want to be a doctor?
I wanted to help. Well, first of all, I grew up in my family, my parents, my mom being a doctor, my dad being a nurse. I grew up in a medical family. And I felt like being able to help people be healthier and heal people. I think that was something so powerful and important. I always said, you know, without health, we're nothing, right? We have to, in order to enjoy life, to be here in this world, you have to, you know, you have to be healthy. And doctors, you know, help people be healthy, to stay healthy or get healthier. So I wanted to cure people. I wanted to heal people.
The impact that Magic Johnson, when he announced that he had HIV, what impact did that have on you?
Yeah, that was also a key moment that it reinforced that feeling that I've just shared. Basically, you know, when one of your idols as well announces that he's HIV positive, which at the time to me as an 11-year-old kid, what I understood that was he was announcing a death sentence. And then that implied his retirement from basketball. But luckily that wasn't the case. But at that time, I was like, man, I wish I could work on finding the solution, the medication to cure AIDS, to cure cancer, so people don't have to die at a young age, so people can live a healthier and longer life.
Did you relay that to Magic when you first met with him?
No, I related that story and on different like media or interviews, but I've never fully related it to him, even though I got to meet him and kind of spend a little time with him. But you know, I always say that dream team, also that 92 dream team, has impacted my life and has allowed me to dream and pursue that dream to playing in the NBA amongst the best. So that's the impact that the professional athletes, elite athletes, have on children. You don't realize, but you become such a strong influence. You really, you know, excite and make this kid's dream around the world of becoming one day in their lives you.
And we don't realize it because the 92 dream team happened only because we didn't win the gold medal in 1988. And we're like, we're going to get that gold medal back. We sent in the heavy artillery and we blew away everybody. But you're part of the byproduct. And you know, yeah. Giannis and the Joker, and I mean, Dirk, all the byproduct of the dream team, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, I think for sure it definitely inspired so many kids, especially around my age, or Dirk's age, was only 2 years older than me. Tony Parker's age as well, 2 years younger than me. The younger ones probably didn't perceive that type of impact. Okay. That the 92 team had. Later teams did probably, and the success I feel of international players in the league has influenced, I think, the new wave of great international players. But at the same time, I think that 92 Olympics just showed what the best players in the world could do, the level that they would play, which, you know, it was hard to follow the NBA being overseas, you know, with the time difference, with the TV rights at the time, and the structure and the networks at the time. Right now, it's a lot easier. You can watch anything anytime. You know, it doesn't have to be live, and you can watch it on your phone. So it's a different times. So yeah, but definitely that team influenced heavily and inspired many.
Before I let you go, your thoughts on this year's Lakers team? How dangerous do you think they can be?
Well, I think they can be, you know, really dangerous because, you know, finally seem to be healthier, which is important. The trade definitely helped chemistry, and I added some really, really good pieces that fit the core of the team better than what it was before. And they're making a run. They feel like, you know, that momentum, that confidence, it's kind of growing. So if they're able, I mean, they have three games left. If they're able to finish up and win these three games, they can finish as high as fifth. And now you really become dangerous, right? Because yeah. You're in a pretty good position. You win, you're pretty much people counting you out, and now you have AD rolling, LeBron healthy, and you have a core of players that are hungry. So I just love what they've been doing, the way they've kind of overcome this whole situation this season.
You got your jersey in the back. What's the coolest thing that you have in your office?
I don't know. I guess, you know, the jersey, some some basketballs of milestones in my career.
Do you collect other jerseys? Do you have other?
I don't necessarily. No, I don't. I have a couple, but I don't really collect them.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. I have. Like I said, I have a couple, but I always had a hard time like asking for jerseys or signatures or stuff. You know what I did do actually. One of the things that I did do was to collect. Back when I was with the Lakers, Chip Schaefer, who was the athletic trainer, he gave me a gift. I saw he had this basketball on his in his office at our practice facility. And I saw him, he was like, he showed it to me. It's like a molten from the 92 Olympics, in Barcelona. I'm like, wow, it's at, 92 Olympics, Barcelona. It was the official ball of the Olympics. And he said, Pau, it's like, here it is. But under one condition, you have to get all the signatures from all the players of the 92 team. I was like, okay, I'll do it. I was so excited. And I would carry that ball on the road with me because we were playing Indiana and Larry Bird was the president. And now we're playing Houston and Clyde Drexler was a commentator, the TV commentator. Or, I took that ball with me and I was – and my wife gave me a surprise for her wedding, for my wedding gift, to finish off the ones that I had left, which was, I think, Christian Laettner, I think Karl Malone, John Stockton, the guys that weren't really around the league. So I finally got, and that is probably my most precious possession. And that's the only thing that I kind of went out of my way because it was so special. And I made a promise to Chip Schaefer, gifting me that ball.
That's great. Where is it?
It's here. I think it's here. Yeah, it's here.
Wait,
the house
you're supposed
office.
To know where it is, pal.
It's here. It's here. It's
okay.
Here.
Okay.
And sometimes I kept it in a safe for a while because I was like, oh, it's my precious possession. I'm like, it's like, I mean, it's so valuable because of the meaning that we're talking about, right? Yeah. We're talking about that team, what it meant and the effect that it had on my life and others and the growth of the game.
Just make sure the kids aren't outside playing with it, okay?
I know. No. It's all the way up high in a top shelf.
Okay.
So they can't reach
good.
It. They can't reach it. We're good. We're safe.
Good to talk to you. And congratulations.
You,
and hopefully it'll be a memorable moment, emotional moment, and well worth it.
Thank you so much. It's been great.
Pau Gasol, you talk about right place, right time, taking advantage of the situation. When you get traded from Memphis to the Lakers, then you win a couple of championships. When you win a couple of championships and you win in Los Angeles and you look at everything that he did internationally, he is a Hall of Famer. And that's what happens with basketball. It's not just your NBA career. It's the totality of your basketball career. You factor in what you did in Olympic play, international play. And now I think he bounced around with Chicago, might have ended his career in Portland, maybe didn't even play in Portland, but what he did with Los Angeles, he was with the Spurs, Bulls, but, that's why you're going into the Hall of Fame. Very good Olympic player, international player, and then you win a couple of championships. Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, if you look at Pau Gasol's stats, he always averaged like 19 and 10 or 19 and 9. Those are very nice, very consistent numbers. Definitely a good offensive clutch player, but, I think Marvin said to me, that's like a LaMarcus Aldridge averaged like 22 and 10 a bunch of seasons. But you do it even just a handful of years with the Lakers, and your profile goes through the roof when the Lakers are winning.
LaMarcus Aldridge, Hall of Famer? I don't think – did he win any championships?
No, but, I got 7 All-Star appearances, which isn't easy to do.
Yeah.
But in the playoffs, the deepest he went was when he joined the Spurs about 7 years ago.
Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, he averaged 19 points and 8 rebounds for a career.
Yeah, don't think that's enough. But Powell won a couple of championships, and he was very good international play, Olympic play. All right, let me take a break. Last call for phone calls. Once again, those who got bottles of the Tailgate Moonshine, thank you. And we'll let you know when the next batch is ready to go. We'll come back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. This day in sports history. I'm going to try to squeeze all of that in. Let's start with this day in sports history, Paulie, if you're ready.
You throw me a curveball, Dan. Let's see. Today in sports history, 1896, the first modern Olympic Games began in?
Athens, Greece.
Athens, Greece. Couldn't fool you there. 1970, this is one I did not know. Bobby Orr, the Boston Bruins, became the first defenseman to win the NHL's scoring title.
Yeah.
Do you stay as a defenseman if you're the best scorer in the league? Do they move you up front?
No.
That's nutty, isn't it? What would that be akin to?
Boy, I don't know. I don't want to speak out of turn with hockey.
Right.
But,
we get crushed if we do.
But what Bobby Orr did was remarkable. He's one of those that might be – like, he kind of missed out on getting more publicity. Played for the Bruins. He had one of the most iconic celebrations ever when he's kind of like airborne, arms, legs spread as he scored a goal for the Bruins right in front of the net. But yeah, Bobby Orr, and then he had knee surgeries.
Mm-hmm. He led the NHL in assists 6 times.
Yeah.
Led the NHL in scoring, 2x.
Yeah. Pretty amazing to be that great all around.
Also, 1987, great fight. Sugar Ray Leonard took the middleweight title from Marvin Hagler.
Yeah.
Weird fight because Sugar Ray did not threw a lot of punches. Marvin Hagler seemed to do more damage.
Yeah. Hagler said that he didn't hurt him, you know. That's where you do the, it's almost like the Olympic scoring where you're landing punches, but you're not really hurting your opponent. And Hagler said that. You know, you look at those two, and Hagler was big for that weight class. But, and having, I interviewed Hagler a couple of times, and I really liked Marvin. I thought he was a lot of fun, and, you know, he was an actor. I think he went to Italy and became an actor. Yes, Paul.
You know our sound guy, Bob, is going to pull that clip. I really liked Marvin. He was a lot of fun. And use it for our guy.
Well, I'll just say that. I really like Marvin.
Like past tense?
I like him. Not liked. But Marvelous Marvin Hagler, I think he became this actor in Italy, this Italian actor. I don't know why he went there, like spaghetti westerns, I think he might have been.
That's awesome. Like, what a great second life.
I might be making that up, but Todd, why don't you Google that?
I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, you're not doing anything.
Google it, Todd.
Yeah, you're not doing anything. What else, Paulie?
This day in sports history, Marvin Hagler moved to... No, he didn't. That's all I got.
Okay. On this date in 2004, the UConn women's basketball team beat Tennessee, making Connecticut the first Division I basketball school to win both the men's and women's titles in the same year. I forgot all about that. First designated hitter in baseball history on this day, 1973, Ron Bloomberg. Ron played for the Yankees. Yes, Todd.
Some Hagler info, if this is right from a bio that I'm looking at. After the loss to Leonard, Hagler moved to Italy, where he became a well-known star of action films. Roles including a U.S. Marine in the films Indio and Indio 2, alongside Terrence Hill and Giselle Blondell in Virtual Weapon. He provided boxing commentary for British television. So there you go.
All right.
He was part of a video game in the entertainment field.
I got to cover a lot of those. You know, that was a great time for boxing. And I've mentioned this before. Alexis Arguello, Aaron Pryor, Sugar Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns.
Frankie the Surgeon Randall. I know you love him.
Todd,
yeah, not him.
Todd, what are you
he
doing?
He wouldn't be in that group. You're right. He doesn't belong in that group.
Todd, it's on Friday.
Yeah, but it's Thursday. Thursday before vacation Thursday.
Terry Norris? Oh, no.
We forgot.
Okay.
That's where all this energy is coming from.
This is going to be bad tomorrow. Bad tomorrow.
Butterbean Esh. Come on, just get all the names.
These are guys that I actually...
Randall Tex Cobb? I know you sat down with him at least once.
I did once. He used the word nefarious. I always remember that with Tex Cobb. I'd never heard an athlete, and he talked about being nefarious. Yes, Marv.
The irony about Fritzy going to be being bad tomorrow is that tomorrow's Good Friday.
Oh, bad on Good Friday.
Not for Todd, though.
Good for me, bad for you guys.
Yes.
Very bad for the audience.
Yeah, bad Friday.
Horrible Friday.
It's just Friday for Todd.
with my matzah and gefilte fish. Just regular Friday.
No, but we're going to try to recreate the Scotty Scheffler Masters dinner.
That's an amazing menu.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, I told Tyler, go out and get the food, and let's see if we could replicate that. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, this show, Scotty Scheffler, his big lunch, we are all set.
Yeah, looks good. Final results of the poll question, Seton O'Connor?
Yeah, Dan, let's see. We have most awkward situation in sports, still the Ravens quarterback situation, followed closely, though, by the LIV golfers at the Masters. Also, people still blaming Kyrie Irving for the Mavs struggles.
Okay.
Yep.
This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz. Take a test drive, Mercedes-Benz SUV. Also, stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Let's take a spin around the infield here. What we learned on the program, Todd, I'll start with you. What'd you learn today?
With all the poor defense in the NBA, some NBA teams might want to look into hiring a stop other teams from scoring coach. That's fun. I like that one.
Yes, Seton.
We didn't talk about it on the air, but I looked it up since he was here. Pau Gasol's house in Barcelona is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Okay. Marv?
You like Marvin?
I do. I do like Marvin a lot. Paulie?
I learned this from Chris Mad Dog Russo.
That's a very good job by your guys with that, the Danettes.
Lock it in.
The Danettes. What did I learn, Todd?
Pau's parents were in the medical field, so he initially wanted to be a doctor and find a cure for HIV after Magic contracted it.
Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome at the end of the first year. All the cash back you've earned is doubled. So cash back from trips and restaurants all doubled. Check out the terms. See for yourself. Discover.com/match. We'll talk to you on Friday. Thanks for joining us.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you, like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric, the feeling, all Mercedes, the choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.